Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It is Sunday, May the 16th, and you are listening to Just Ask Amish, and I am the Amish comedian. Tonight, we are doing Psychic Intuition 101, where you can give the messages. Or if you want to message yourself, we do need some people to be read for. Please call in. The phone number to call in is 347-994-3895. So, I don't know. This is a blog, so I guess I'm supposed to talk about myself or something. But I don't really feel like it. Oh, I need to speak louder. You know what? Normally I use this Xbox 360 headset, but I seem to have misplaced it. Oh, there it is. It's called looking. That's what men do. They don't look. They just say, it's gone. It's lost. And then they buy another one, and then it shows up. Women are supposed to be a little bit more organized, but this woman is not. Okay, so let me plug this headset in. So forgive me for a moment. Griffin, you can't watch TV. You got to go upstairs to bed. Okay, is that better? Can you hear me now? 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 No? Can you hear me now? 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 Can you hear? I can't hear you. So let's see. Okay, all right. You can hear me now. Okay, so again, it is Sunday, May the 16th, and this is the Just Ask Amish show. I have gone and solicited people to call in and ask questions on Facebook, so what I need is for people to come forward and do the message work, and I will help you with it. Is anyone interested in being the psychic tonight? I'll do it if I have to. I would love to have some volunteers. All right, no one on the switchboard yet, so we don't have anyone to do readings for. So in the meanwhile, let's talk a little bit about Renee. She took a trip to Berkeley. I think what you should do, Renee, is sign up for some courses yourself so you can go to school with your son. Wouldn't that be special? Isn't that the thing you always wanted, is to go away from university and have your mom come with you? Oh, the good times. You could join a sorority. You could go to keg parties. That would be so cool. Actually, if my son doesn't go to bed now, I'm going to threaten to do that. Griffin, if you don't go to bed now, I'm going to go to university with you as a mature student. Okay. So we have Bittersweet here. Bittersweet, have you been here before, or is this your first time? Are you a Just Ask Amish virgin? It's okay. We were all a virgin once on the show. I don't think so. Okay. We are currently recruiting callers. And I will take questions from the chat room, and we will see who can answer the question. Okay. Renee's got headphones. Oh, Renee, I was just making fun of you. So you're going to probably have to listen to me making fun of you in archives. All right. Oh, we have a caller. So, do we have any volunteers from the chat room to answer a question from a caller? Okay, we don't have any volunteers. But, okay, I'll take the caller, and then if you guys get anything in the chat room, please feel free to type it in the chat room, and I'll tell the caller, okay? Oh, caller's gone. That was really short-lived. Oh, caller's back. Okay. Area code 626. You're here.
Hello.
Did you want to be on the air, or were you just...
Yes, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing good. I just had a question about, can I just get a general reading, or do you want me to ask a specific question?
Well, I'm going to get people from the chat room to help as well, so it might be better if you're a little bit more specific.
Oh, awesome, no problem. Okay, so let's I guess talk about my love life. What do you see for that?
Okay, what is your name?
Can I just go by Princess? Because that's what people usually call me. Is that okay?
I don't like... Not Princess. Can you pick, like, a name like maybe Diane or Lisa?
Well, okay, my name is Nesma. That's my real name.
Oh, I didn't need your real one. You could have picked a different one. I just feel like
yeah.
I'm someone Princess.
Well, people, that's what people usually call me, so, yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't be taking that as a compliment, Nesma.
Really? Well, I don't know. Since I was younger, everybody was calling me Princess because I am from Egypt, so everybody's like, oh, you're a princess, but, you know.
I don't know. I always think princesses is like really high maintenance.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a humble princess, I guess. Normal.
All right, Nesma. So you're looking at, you've got questions regarding your love life. So
yes,
if anyone in the chat room has any input on Nesma's life, please, are you in the chat room right now or no?
Well, I was, but my uncle's outside and the TV's loud, so I didn't feel like, you know. So
oh,
I
yeah, okay, that's fine.
That. Yeah.
All right, so they can type it in the chat room. I'll let Nesma know. And then if you have any questions for her, too, you can type it in the chat room because I'm looking at the chat room right now, and I'll let Nesma know. In the meanwhile, I'll see what I can get for Nesma. And Renee will call you Princess, so that's good.
Thank you.
I'm on a card kick, so I'm going to pick a card for you. Do you have any prospects right now, Nesma?
Well, I'm currently in a relationship now,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not quite sure about it. I mean, it's been long distance for over a year, and I'm kind of, you know, been going through a moment and trying to reflect and, you know, see if I'm wasting my time or I'm not. Or if there's somebody else coming in my life, so I'm just kind of, you know, been investing all my time and energy and, you know, just want to know what's best for me.
Well, now I'm getting that you're spending too much time not happy in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't bring you a lot of joy. It's not bringing you a lot of passion or happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm also seeing is someone else coming into your life, someone who
mm-hmm.
is financially secure. And they are going to offer you a type of security that will bring happiness and joy to you, and not just monetary security, also a physical type of security, more of a, you know, like a man's kind of man.
Good.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, and it's like you feel comfortable and you look at him and your heart wells up, as opposed to right now it's just, it worked at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
but you've changed because you're younger, you've changed quite a bit recently, so I don't see it being as, or changing anytime soon.
Yeah,
so if you get
I,
out of it, there is going to be someone else there and someone that's more appropriate for you.
That's what I'm looking for, because this guy currently, he just does the providing, and he does not doing the whole physical and being there, and it's a balance, and I'm kind of not enjoying, I feel like alone most of the time, and, you know, and it's almost like self-abuse, so I'm really, like you said, I'm not really happy, even though he's a great person, but the circumstance is definitely not the ideal one, you know?
No, we're not getting that, and we're also, Renee is getting someone who's a little bit more mature as well for you. Possibly a little bit older. Renee, do you get exactly how much older? Because older guy could mean, to Nesma, could mean 33. What would be older to you, Nesma?
Well, the guy that I'm currently with now, he's older. He's probably like a generation older than me. So, I mean, I'm...
So if you're okay with older.
Yeah, but, you know, younger is, you know, kind of good because we get to grow together and, you know, to balance there. So, I mean, but,
Renee's
you
getting
know,
10 years older than you.
Okay, that's a good age limit. My current boyfriend, he's actually 17 years older than me, and, you know, that's kind of a big age difference. But he does act young, but, you know, as, like, met him when I was young as well, but I'm just, it's kind of like fading apart from my end. I'm just not enjoying it anymore. It's getting cold and it's not going anywhere. I'm not happy. So, you know, it took maybe like 2 months to really think about it. And as time has gone by, I've been feeling better about it, you know? Do you know if I'm going to meet this new prospect in California? Do you know if that's where I will meet him? Because I'm actually moving there in the end of the summertime to finish my school, and I currently live in New York now. And so I wanted to know if...
Are you going to Berkeley?
No. I'm going to a Cal State. It's like school, which is like, you know, close to my home. It's no big name school or anything. It's just a Cal State. It's
okay,
like a state school.
Does anyone in the chat room get that she'll be meeting this gentleman in, we got a month, October, so that's probably conducive to when you're going away, right?
Yeah.
You'll probably be starting in September, so Scott's getting October. So Renee's getting a businessman looking for someone who isn't going to be too dependent. So someone looking for someone who is independent.
Mm-hmm.
Are you independent?
Yeah, I am. Is he describing the guy that I'm with now? Because it kind of seems like his descriptions are like the guy that I'm with now, but maybe not.
James. There's a name, James. Are you with a James right now?
No.
Okay. So possibly the name James. That is a cool name. You're right. It's a good last name, too. October, so that would happen while you're in California. So, but you've got some house cleaning to do in the meanwhile.
Oh, definitely. I'm not in no rush. I'm just was curious. Is he gonna be like the guy that I would like be with for a long time and possibly marry, or is it gonna be just like dating? Because I'm not looking just to be dating. I don't really want to waste any time. I'd rather just be friends with people and really just focus on me, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I understand. And Renee says he's a very caring man.
Okay.
Caring's good. You want someone
to care. Is he going to be the same culture as me? Because that's, you know, that's what I'm kind of, like, looking for. I kind of dated outside my race, and I kind of want someone in, like, the same religion as me. Not really race, but just in the same, like, religion as me. I'm Muslim, so I wanted to know if he was going to be Muslim.
I'm sensing no.
Okay.
But let's see what else everyone else has to say. I'm getting more of a black vibration.
Okay.
But not Muslim black, more Catholic black.
Okay.
If there is such a thing. But Scott's saying he's got a lot of presence, so he's not someone that hides. Scott gets a no for the same background as you, too.
Yeah, which is, you know, not a problem. I've dated, you know, many Christians, and it's been great, but I've kind of been, you know, reflecting on the bigger picture, and I'm, you know, usually when you get married, you want your kids to be the same faith, and you don't want to have, like, culture conflict and stuff like that, and, you know, I'm just kind of, like, reflecting on what is the best, you know, match for me, you know?
Yeah. Scott's getting that he's black as well, too. So, you know, keep your options open.
Okay.
But it's not important right now. It'll just happen when it happens. It's not going to be something that you're focusing on anyways, because you're going to be so busy getting back to school. So.
Yeah, absolutely right. So this relationship that I'm currently in is just going to fade out naturally, because I really don't want to, like, break his heart, and I'm sure he doesn't want to break mine. So does he feel, like, the same as I do, or is he just kind of, like, thinks that it's going to just keep going like this?
That's, you know what, that's like one of those lines that I can't cross. That's a
no
discussion
problem.
You need to have with him.
Okay.
Because I can't really get into his feelings. You know,
no,
all I
yeah.
can tell you is, because you're the one asking, is how this relates to you. You know, it's not going to be an overnight thing. There's going to be some back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do care about him, and he does care about you. So
yeah,
it's not, you know, there's breakups are hard, but
they are.
It's, And what will make it easier is the fact that you are going away.
Yeah, exactly. And it's long distance anyway. And I'm sure in the back of his head, and as well as the back of mine, we just know that it's not going to work. It was just, you know, I think we were just, like, lying to ourselves. And, you know, so, you know, all good things sometimes come to an end, which is sad, you know. But I'm taking it a little lightly now because I kind of went through the whole process about, like, 2 months ago. I was kind of, like, trying to, like, train my mind, like, okay, it's okay, you know, because I already knew as soon as I decided that I was going back to school, I knew it was going to just probably fade out because the distance is going to even be further, so, you know.
Okay. I got to let you go, Nesma. We've got two more callers waiting.
Awesome.
So, good luck.
No
and
problem. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, we have a caller from the 786 area code. Hi.
Hello.
There. You're on the show.
Yes,
hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine.
What's your name?
My name is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Do you have a question or were you just listening?
Well, I wanted to ask about relationships.
You want to ask about relationships. Is it okay if my friends from the chat room have some input as well? Because this is a teaching show, so we're teaching others how to do readings as well.
Sure.
Okay, so Mike, are you in a relationship now?
In and out.
In and out of one. Okay,
yeah.
So you're looking to see if it's going to be more out than in, and if there's someone else, right?
I just wanted to get some insight in reference to it, yeah.
Well, if you want insight into what's happening now, you know that already. Because you're in it, right? What we
yeah.
would be saying to you is what could possibly be happening, because it's more of a reading show. To do an analysis of what's going on now would make it more of a psychology show. So we'd have to be saying, okay, well, here's where this is going wrong, that sort of thing. And which, you know what, I'll do, but I'm not a psychologist. You know, that's a professional's job, not mine. But I am a professional, but in other ways. Okay, so we've got Mike here. Does anyone have any input into what they see with Mike, or do they have any questions for Mike first before tapping into his vibration and getting some information for him? No, not in now. So you're kind of out of the relationship right now?
Like, it's off and on. Like.
But right now is an off period.
Yes, yeah, somewhere.
So when you go to sleep tonight, you're going to go sleep alone.
Huh?
So when you go to sleep tonight, you'll go to sleep alone. It's because it's that off, right? Or
yeah.
Wrong?
Yeah, I'm going
okay.
to go.
So it's
that
off.
Person works, though. That person works, though, until in the morning.
Okay. So they live with you?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. So it's off.
Yeah. I mean, it's on and off. I see the person sometimes, and sometimes I don't. That's why I said on and off.
Okay. But we're just trying to establish right now if it's on or off. And you're saying off. Or no. You're saying on.
Yes, 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 yes.
It's on right now. Okay. I'm having a hard time because I'm not... It's I'm getting very vague, like a vagueness from it, so I'm not sure if you guys are together or you're not together, probably because you're saying it's off and on. Let's see if anyone else can do better than me. Scott, do you see anything happening for Mike? How about you, Renee? They're not getting anything either for you, but I'm going to go get a card because that helped me last. That doesn't really help me so much. Ooh, okay. I get two things for you. Before you're going to be in a really great relationship, Mike, and you will be, you're not a very balanced person. You know, you go to two extremes. You're either all about this or all about that. It's never balanced. It's like an all or nothing thing with you. That's something that you have to practice, is this balance, because until you can do that, and sometimes when I get this card, it can mean that you have issues with substances, or, you know, an addiction of some kind. It could even be an addiction to working, like a workaholic, or it could be an addiction to exercise, some sort of addiction. Until you can reach the point where you can balance that out with your current lifestyle, things aren't going to be great in terms of relationships, because people want someone who's a little bit more consistent than you can offer them. Does that make sense to you, Mike?
I mean, I think, yeah, I can say yeah.
Okay. So everyone's kind of having problems reading you, because they're finding that, okay, you're calling in for a reading, but you still have a wall up in front of you. So it's like you're not opening up to be read for this reading. That's why I had to use the cards. Normally I can tap in and I can say, okay, Mike, this, 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 and this. And it's usually a little bit clearer. But, you know, there is, you know, a secretiveness about you, which makes it kind of difficult to do a reading for you. Does that make sense to you?
I wouldn't say that. Sometimes people tell me I talk too much, but I mean,
I don't find you being very clear, though.
Oh, what I was trying to tell you was that the relationship is on and off. Like, sometimes I'm with the person and sometimes I'm not. So, I mean, I don't know any other way to explain it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing that I can really tell you is that, unless RT just came into the chat room, RT, if you can get something for Mike, Mike's got some questions regarding his relationship. If you have any input, just please type it into the chat room. And I've got, you know, I basically had to choose cards for Mike because I had a hard time tapping into his vibration. But I got the Temperance card, which means that there's an imbalance of some sort, a possible addiction. And until those issues are resolved with the balance, then moving forward will be when he ends up with a solid relationship with give and take. When you're in a position where you have some sort of thing that you're addicted to, whether it be exercise, alcohol, whatever, then it's all about you when you're in that state. And how can you give of yourself to someone else if it's always constantly about you? Whether or not you think it's about you, when you're dealing with that, then you're going to be having issues focusing on the other person. But I'm just going to pick one more card and see if I can get another person for you. But I do see a happy relationship in your future, but you need to work on some stuff first. Yeah, in terms of love, that's the one area of your life that you're going to have a lot of success. So, but again, I need you to work on these, about the balance. So, can you work on the balance, Mike?
Okay.
All right, you'll work on the balance, and then once you've got all that balance going on, then, you know, it could possibly, and I sense that it's probably with the person that you're with right now, or off and on with right now, because I don't see another person coming into the picture. But I think she's probably waiting for you to fix yourself up, too.
I don't know if I'm selfish, though. I'm not selfish. I tend to help anybody.
When you're dealing with, you know, doing too much of one thing, it is selfish, especially if that other person isn't doing it with you.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Well, I do work in the nightlife, so I'm always out at night, like on the weekends and stuff, you know? So, I mean, the other person...
That's your work, right?
She works at night, though. She works from 7 till 7, so, I mean, it's no way that she can go because she works on the weekends, too. So, I mean, unless the other person has to take that time out from their job or change their schedule in order to make that happen, because that's how I get paid, you know? So that's my work. So, I mean, I wouldn't see it as being selfish. That's why I say I don't know if I'm being selfish being that way. That's how I make my income. So I really didn't understand that part, you know, when you say, like, an addiction. I think that's what you meant. Like, I go out every night from, like, Thursday to Sunday. I mean, that's my hours. But, I mean, that's how I get paid. That's my work. So I don't think that's selfish if that's the way you get paid, you know. At least the bills are paid, so, you know.
Well, you know, work on the balance thing, and you know what? It'll all be smooth sailing from there. She might even change her hours, too. Why don't you make enough money so you can support her and she can stay home and be there when you're home?
Oh.
See? That's selfish.
But do you not think that's a lot for one person, though?
They did it in the olden times all the time.
I mean, if one person is, I was always taught that if only one person is doing, then it's only going to be done to a certain extent. But if everyone is doing, then you'll have more, right?
Yeah, get her a job working with you.
I don't know.
No, you don't want to, do you?
She makes good money.
We're talking, there's a little give and take here. You're not doing the give and take.
I don't know.
You want her, but you don't want her with you all the weekend when you're working.
No, I don't know. I do think that in a relationship, if two people are always around each other, I mean, I learned that from seeing other people's relationship, it eventually fizzes out.
But you're never around each other. That's the difference. You're never around each other.
On days off. We used to live together.
Mhm.
So I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. I'll have to let you go because I've got another caller on the line, Mike. But best of luck to you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye bye. Okay. We've got our next person up is area code 206. 206. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
What's your name?
My name's Athena.
Athena. Rathina, do you have a question?
Yes, my question is, I think, like Mike, but I'll be as clear as possible. It is about relationship and the relationship I'm in.
Okay. And I feel you are already a little bit more open already. Rathina, is it okay? We're doing psychic classes tonight. If we can get everyone else in the room, the chat room, to read you as well?
That would be great. I unfortunately can't get into the chat room, but, yeah, I'm all about being a display person or what do you call it. Yeah.
Okay, I'll report back to you what I hear. So you will always be privy to it. Okay, Rathina, so you are in a relationship, and let's see where it's going. Okay, so what I get for you right now is a feeling that you're sort of bound, that really in this relationship you feel constrained, that there's not a lot of freedom within it, and that you're sort of stuck and sort of biding your time. Would that be correct?
Actually, maybe the opposite.
You have too much freedom.
Well, yeah, where I mean, it's a casual relationship, and I don't necessarily know what to do, but, and I don't know, maybe you are kind of, I'm sorry, I really meant to be clear, but maybe it's just because the relationship itself isn't clear. But I would like to actually go deeper in the relationship than.
Okay. But you, okay, that then that's probably a little bit more in line with this, that you're not, you're feeling that you can't, that you'd like to, but you can't.
Right. Yeah, I guess, yes.
Okay.
I think that.
Okay, but that's just how, now it doesn't necessarily mean that's what's going to happen. You're not choosing a very easy relationship. This person's going to be very difficult to get to that deeper level with, and it really is nothing personal. It's just the way that this person's always been. If you choose, I don't know what your past relationships have been like, but this one's going to be a bit of a tough road for you. And I don't see there being a lot of visual clues or feelings or anything. You're not going to get a lot of feedback.
Yeah.
It'll be a tough struggle for you. Now, I'm not saying that the tough struggle's not worth it at the end, but it's, you know, it depends on your energy levels. You know, it's going to be a lot of work. Let's see. So RTL's getting his guides, or her, I don't know, holding a basket. So holding a basket. See, I'm telling you, it's not going to be a picnic.
Yeah.
But if the guides are holding a, it means that it's going to be something that you're going to have to, is it a full basket, RT, or is there already something in the basket? Because to me, if it's an empty basket, it's not going to be worth your time. But if the basket's full, then it's probably worth the endeavor. Let's see. Do we have any input from anyone else? Oh, Renee's sleeping. Old Rooter says he'll read you if you take your top off. Old Rooter, do you have the video cam on? let's see. Guide, push this picnic basket towards me like go on a picnic. Oh, okay. Well, you know, that may be the guide pushed the picnic basket towards me. What do you feel that is, RT? Because to me, the basket would be full or empty. It would just mean, you know, it's a full basket means fruitful, and an empty basket would be not worth the endeavor. Ready to go on a picnic. So maybe it's just a little. Sometimes when you get a symbol in spirit, it really is a picnic basket. Maybe you need to go on a picnic. Or it can be a symbol of, you know, something empty, something full, that sort of thing. So it's a full basket. So it does look like it's worthwhile, but it's just not going to be an easy road for you.
Yeah, it's not really easy right now.
No. But the basket is full. Like I'm trying to get something on why he's this way. Is he divorced? Has he had a negative relationship?
Yeah, he's actually still in the process of getting divorced. I mean, it's been 2 years.
Yeah, that's probably what it is then. He's still caught up in the negativity of the relationship. So that's why this will be a time-consuming process for you. You know, you could probably just walk away and come back after a while. Mm-hmm. But what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, do you see, how interested he is in our relationship?
Right now, he's not disinterested. It's not you. It's him. Just right now is not a good time for it. The timing's not good because he is caught up in that negative mindset of the divorce. So I don't even think he can think about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting. And if you push it too hard, it's probably not going to turn out well just because of his mindset at the moment. It's one of those things where you have to be tenacious. But at the same time, not pushy, because you are bound by his unwillingness to move forward. So,
yeah.
Let's see if I get anything else, too. Those are all kind of negative. See something happy. Something happy for Rathina.
Sure. Well, and I'm thinking about going out and dating other people.
No, I don't know. How happy is dating?
Exactly. Well, I'm pretty new to the dating field too, so this is my first post-divorce dating time. So yeah, I don't know what is appropriate. So,
are you a Scorpio?
I'm not. I'm a Taurus.
Is he a Scorpio?
No, Gemini. My ex is a Scorpio.
Oh, voyons donc. We need a Scorpio. Did you get a I guess you didn't get along with them if he's your ex, right?
We got along, you know, well until, you know, whatever happened. But, I mean, it was, you know, it definitely had its upsides.
He had his upsides. Well, maybe just take a little, if he's willing, go take a little foray backwards for a bit and wait for this guy with the full basket. The full basket sounds promising to me.
Yeah, and that's why I'm so torn about what to do, because I feel like I deserve someone who's a little bit more ready.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I mean, I still feel like we have things to learn from each other. And he might be moving closer to me too, and
that would be good. And that may be very important too. Maybe that's part of the waiting period.
Hmm.
Because this other card, the Scorpio one, could also mean you're going to meet someone right outside your front door.
Hmm.
And again, a Queen of Cups is a cup, which can be full or empty. And in this case, it's full. So, again, about that Scorpio, I don't know. Maybe go out with your ex a couple times more. If
oh, God, no. No. No, not
right,
going for the ex.
No. Or another Scorpio.
Yeah.
Okay, well, actually, I don't think I have any other callers. Do you have any other questions that might be a little easier for us?
Sure. is it? well, so I did just do a move, and I moved because I wanted to move, but I did take this job that I had been assigned to for a while, but I knew I needed to make the move across the country, but now that I'm there, it's becoming more and more apparent I'm not in the right job. And so I guess my question is about, my career, and should I be looking for other opportunities, or is something supposed to come to me?
Something will come to you. Right now, I find that this job that you have is very good paying. Even though it's
mm-hmm.
something you don't want to do, the financial rewards are there. Are you a professional, like, you know, some sort? I don't want to say trade, but like something certified?
Actually, yes. So I have my day job, which is what I was asking about, but I do have a side business that I would like to eventually do on my own.
And it's something that you're certified in, like a trade-type
yeah.
position.
Yeah.
Okay, that I see as being a very good avenue for you. And I'm glad that you're doing them both right now, because I used to work with small business people, and it's always, don't quit your day job just to jump out and start a small business. You know, do it on the side part-time and then develop it, and then when the time comes, you just quit your day job. So that I see you doing, and I do see it as being a very lucrative position for you, but I don't see the time frame. I'm getting more of a fall vibe to it. So if you can tough it out in this position that you're in right now that you don't particularly like, until the fall, I think that would be a very opportune time for you to jump into the small business full time.
Okay.
But in the meanwhile, I don't see you switching positions for your day job. It's just it's good money right now, and I don't see you being able to get anything else.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have other callers now. So.
Great. Okay, thank you so much.
Wait, let's see if anyone from the chat room said anything. You in advertising? He wants to know.
No, not advertising. Personal
not
development.
Advertising. Spinach wants to know if I can get some horse races for him.
Actually, yeah, that's my other question. Can I win the lottery?
That's right. Lottery. What are the lottery numbers? Here's some numbers. 8, 13, 22, 36, 44. All right. So, thank you, Ruthena. Take care, and good luck with the relationship. But, you know, don't be anxious. Just live in the moment, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Take care.
Thank you guys all. Thank everyone so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Hello, area code 646. Hello?
Huh? Hello?
Who's it? Is this Mike again?
Who?
Who's this?
It's me.
Reuter?
Well, yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Hold on. Let me have Maggie.
No. Are you coming to join the coffee and beer club?
Well, yeah.
All right. Good for you.
I don't do beer.
Pardon me?
I pour whiskey, coffee.
Would you rather have whiskey than coffee?
No, whiskey in the coffee.
Whiskey in the coffee.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I don't drink whiskey. I drink rye. Canadians like rye. I can't hear you very well.
I gotta turn you up. Hold on a second.
This is a very bad connection.
Well, it's not bad. I'm trying to keep from waking everybody up in the house, but.
It's like 9:42.
Well, we're a bunch of lazy bastards around here is what the problem is.
What, do you live with 90-year-olds?
Yeah, I'm the young one.
All right, tonight is Psychic Development Night, so we ask that you have a question for the chat room, and we'll have everyone take a stab at it, and then if we don't get anything, then I'll resort to my cards. Do you have a question?
Let me think. I'm still thinking. I want to know.
Go ahead.
I got a question. I want somebody to tell me what that broad's phone number was you had on here a little bit ago. I think she liked the idea of taking off her.
I could tell you that.
Huh?
I could tell you that, but that would be totally broaching the Blog Talk Radio Code of Ethics. And I'd have to report you, and you'd have to report me.
Oh, you'd report me?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. So you're going to report me over that, but you won't report me over... Last Thursday morning, huh?
What happened last Thursday morning?
Don't remember when I hopped on that plane and flew out there, and we met up at the Dollar Inn. And
the Dollar Inn.
Took your seat off.
Oh, is that where those bed bugs came from? Ow!
Oh, yeah. I pulled your shoes off and had you walk around the parking lot, do a couple laps.
Oh, no, I'm not gonna report that in.
Oh, okay. Well, just as long as you know I'm holding that over your head.
They took my passport away for that anyway, so now I can't even go to the USA.
Oh, man. I know a couple people at the at the Home Depot that's like real experienced in sneaking across the border. You might be able to you know, they could like be your with a coyote. That's what they call them, coyotes. Get you
coyote.
Yeah, coyotes.
Oh.
That's what they use from across the border. But they say coyote. That's how you say it in that south of the border lingo. Or in Frankfort, Indiana. There's a bunch of them there, too.
Where are you in Indiana? Oh, let's let the chat room guess, okay?
Oh, there you go. That's a good one.
Okay. So does anyone in the chat room, can they guess where Old Rooter's from? Coyote. Oh, I can't go to the Amish USA anymore. No. I'll have to give away my coffee filter hats.
Or ask them what, if that don't work, you can ask them what color my guitar is.
Someone thinks you're drunk. Would that be correct?
Not yet. I'm working on it. I have to be buttered by 10 o'clock Eastern.
Okay, we've got someone saying that you're in Iceland, Indiana. Oh, someone saying you're in buttfuck, Indiana.
Oh! Not there.
RT thinks you're in Arizona. Are you in Arizona right now?
No, but I bet RT seeing my sister. Uh-oh. You might want to sign that person up.
RT is your sister?
I'm my own sister.
Well, then she should know where you are, right?
My sister?
Okay. Yeah. Oh. So RT threw some cards. She got the Knight of Cups, Empress, Page of Swords, and Justice. Are you in a lawsuit right now?
I'm a walking lawsuit. But not that I know of, no.
Not that you're aware of. Okay, and the Empress, are you expecting a child?
In the house or out of the house?
Doesn't matter.
You know, I have to go.
I have to go.
I was in last week. Guys can't get pregnant, can they?
Well, there was that one in the United States a couple years ago.
Oh, well, if that was the one I was with, then probably, but
mm-hmm.
I think I'm safe on that one. Next.
Okay. Okay, and you're not in Iceland, Indiana?
No.
Okay. All right, so I can't give a passing grade to the chat room today. However, I guess I should check as well. Okay, let me see. Do I know places in Indiana? I know Indianapolis. Are you from there?
I'm from there. That's not where I'm at right now.
Okay, so I was close, see? You're from there. So, okay, I'll give myself a star. Wisconsin. Okay, are you sure this person's your sister? She came up with Arizona and Wisconsin.
Well, I might have two sisters. I don't know.
Okay, Fort Wayne?
No.
No, not Fort Wayne. Gary, but further down.
Yeah, I'm somewhere south of Gary.
South of Gary. Okay.
Yeah. Gary's up in the northwest corner of the state.
Well, that's what Scott's getting is northwest Indiana.
I think I'm a little light-skinned to be up there.
Your neck's a little too red. let's see, within 50 miles.
50 miles? Damn, that's three quarters of the state.
Very big.
Yeah.
Well, let's get, okay, RT, look at Google Maps. Pick up RT, get Google Maps.
Indianapolis is within 20 miles.
Okay, so RT is going to get the city. I know this. She's going to get Google Maps, if it's a she, and look at it. Put her finger on it, feel where her finger goes, and she's going to come up with it. I know she
her finger comes up a little damp.
Oh, boy. She can get it.
I know, I'm not drunk yet. Hold on a second.
It's my show. You don't have to get drunk. I have to get drunk.
Well, I got one in a little bit, so, but you're not drunk yet?
Not yet. Terre Haute, is that a place?
Yeah, that's 70 miles away from here.
So I've been the closest so far.
Yeah, Kokomo's about 35.
All right, let me get Google Maps.
It's the childhood home of a famous race car driver.
Yeah, like I'm gonna get that. The only time I ever watched NASCAR was I went to something in Toronto. We had
said it was NASCAR.
I don't know. Is it NASCAR?
Indianapolis. It's the home of the greatest spectacle in racing. There are people that live all over this place. There's some Andretti's that live about 5 miles from my house.
Is it Greenwood?
You know,
Mario,
huh?
Do you live in Greenwood?
No. Go up the left side and head out 74.
Brownsburg?
Closer.
Jamestown?
Too far. You went too far. Go back the other way.
Pittsburgh?
Huh?
Claremont?
Claremont's far I like to go to.
That's where you'd like to be.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's where I'm at.
Oh. All right.
Home of Ford Hustat Winston NASCAR champion Jeff Gordon. You never heard of Jeff Gordon?
Scott can't believe it's not on I-69. Good one, Scott. RT, we already got it. Sorry. I think there's a time delay here, so you may not have been privy to that information.
Yeah,
but
I
were...
second.
Yeah, right. Pretty close. Oh, well.
I have to go fire it myself. I think I'm starting to get a buzz now, so.
Oh, good. Well, you know what? Call back anytime, Reuter. It's been a pleasure.
I will. I didn't know you were on at this time. I'd have been bugging you a lot.
I know. Well, you know what? Every week we get a different set of people. I don't think we have any lesbians this week.
That's okay.
Last week I did.
I bet I can turn that one broad into one real quick.
Where were you last week?
Oh, I was out. Playing on my motorcycle. Monday morning was real fun. Let's put it that way.
Spinach wants to know if the Grand Prix of Monaco is in Indiana.
Yes.
So the Grand Prix of Monaco's there now.
Yeah, they're pimping out that track to everybody nowadays. Back in the olden days, they didn't have. There was one race there, the Indianapolis 500, and it lasted the whole month of May. It was one big old party. Then they started diversifying, and they've got the Brickyard out there now, and they're having all kinds of races. And they're whoring out the place. It's pitiful.
Whoring it out.
letting everybody. Take a stab at the Brickyard. That racetrack's 100 years old this year.
Spinach wants to know if you live in the Springer Triangle.
Yes. I'm in the belt buckle of the Springer Triangle.
And RT wants to know if you've ever heard of Creighton Brothers Eggs.
No. What kind of eggs are in the fridge there? Uh-oh. Here's the kind of eggs. Sunny Farm. We got Sunny Farm eggs.
Sunny Farm eggs. Can I just ask you a favor? Can you never have your sons host your show again?
That is on the list.
That was brutal.
I heard I had one person that emailed me.
Yeah.
That I respect a lot, and she emailed me, and it's not. I don't even know if you know her. I call her the Voodoo Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And she emailed me and told me what happened. I didn't even listen to it. I just deleted the damn thing.
Yeah. Well, what was my other question? Okay, question for you. Because you're psychic, can you just look in the bottle for a second and try and tell me where Spinach's favorite place is?
Spinach's? Well, see, I'm not quite drunk yet. But I got my bottle of... I got a 1.75-liter bottle of 10 High Kentucky Straight Sour Mash Bourbon Whiskey, but it's a plastic bottle. Hear that?
Oh, that's like reservation booze.
Oh, yeah. God, if you only knew. It's the stuff they used to ship across the Detroit River up there in the 30s.
You didn't ship things here. We ship things to you people. You guys had
That's
the prohibition. We didn't. We have the Hiram Walkers. I drive by it every day, and it smells like cereal.
Hiram Walker? That's the people that used to make this stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, what you're the cereal place, what you're smelling is the...
Hops.
Yeah, the hops. Not the hops, the barley and stuff.
The barley and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the corn.
Nope. RT is guessing that Spinach likes Popeyes.
Are we talking about eating? Is that what Spinach wants to know?
No, okay, if Spinach could be anywhere on Earth, where would he be?
Out of his mom's basement on a date.
No. A woman's prison.
I got one of them right about 10 miles from my house.
Can you set up a camera in it? And for the next show, we'll just broadcast direct to Spinach.
Might be able to work something out if he's got any money. I used to be a pimp back in the day. I still got connections. Might be 90 years old now, but...
Oh, Scott was wrong about something. What did you guess, Scott? Scott guessed... Did you not guess women's prison? I thought everyone would know that Spinach's favorite place is a woman's prison. He's just looking for a conjugal. Oh, yeah, he will pay for the...
I heard they are all like carpet munchers.
Well, he goes to writeaprisoner.com. And they're all at least bi.
That's just so they can get like extra bags of Doritos when it's time for what they call that when they go. What's that called when they go to like the grocery store in the prison? And they go fill their bags. Yeah, they go fill commissary, and they go fill their bags up with Suzy Q's and Doritos because they use that for money. And so the women prisoners, they're like bi, you know, just on that day so they can get an extra couple bags of Doritos.
Now I understand.
See?
I would have thought they'd want Lay's.
Well, they can't have just one. Is that how that works?
That's right. Or pork rinds. All right, I've got 60 seconds left, so we'll let you go. Tend to your people.
My people. Aren't you my people?
Your sleeping people. The sleeping prophets.
Okay. I got to start shutting doors and turning the amp up in here. Gee.
Oh, that's right. Your show's now, right?
Yeah, thanks for letting me call. It was fun.
Oh. Nice talking to you, Rooter. Take care.
Oh, okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we got no more callers on the line, so this is the end of this show. It is 9:59, and, thanks for all your help. You guys did good jobs. Awesome. As, sometimes we're going to be wrong, sometimes we're going to be right. There's no hard and fast rule to this. Just go with your gut. That's all you can do. Spinach, we'll get you some conjugal, but you have to go to Indiana for it. I don't think there's any express flights to Indiana. I don't know where Fluffy is. That'll be next week. We're going to get a big map. try and find Fluffy. Find Fluffy is the theme for next show. All right, thank you for everyone for listening, and I will hopefully see you, talk to you again next week. Bonne nuit.